it is game week, and that brings plenty of excitement and everything, but it also is a chance immediately both for your division and just the national narrative to kind of shut everybody up. Like the Chiefs came in so much with a strong performance on Friday night, and the Chargers are one of those teams in the division. I would say them and the Broncos, not the Raiders. Them and the Broncos are the only two teams that have any remote chance to push you, even if I think the Broncos are going to be better than the Chargers. I recognize that the Chargers last year were a playoff team, and it's an opportunity to have a statement win on Friday night in Brazil.
Obviously, without their left tackle, I think people have softened their stance a little bit on where they are. But yes, I do think that this is the moment to maybe not establish yourself as the preeminent dominant force of the NFL this year, because you do have games against the Ravens and the Eagles in the next few weeks as well in the month of September. So, like, you have some big boys on the schedule who I think mean more than the Chargers do, not just a playoff team. The Ravens have had the number one seed, have won their division, have accomplished more, truthfully, and have an MVP from a couple of years ago on their squad as well. So I do think that there's more to those games as far as where you are in the NFL, but I do think it can just reassert your dominance in the AFC West. Go out and beat them by a couple of touchdowns and be like, well, just so you all know, this didn't change, and we're planning on maintaining the same. And you and I both agree that the Broncos are probably the more difficult test. But a neutral site game, opening week, nobody's seen you play, nobody's seen you with a currently healthy group of offensive weapons. I know they're still without Rashee Rice because of the suspension, but I still think this unit that they're rolling out offensively is better than anything they rolled out at any point last year. So, like, I do, especially because of Simmons at left tackle, I expect more out of the first six games of offense this year than we got out of the first six games last year. And that included a couple of games of Rashee Rice, but a rookie worthy, no Hollywood, all the stuff that we've talked about before.
Every year, I mean, every year is truly different. I mean, you're talking about the offense there. There's a chance the offense is a lot better, and there's a chance the defense is slightly worse and it balances itself out. And we'll see how it plays out. It's also, as we all know, I don't care what city, what market you're in, whether we're here doing a show in Kansas City, if we were doing a show in Dallas, whatever it may be, week one, we always know, is so many opinions are formed off of one game, and there's plenty of overreaction that happens, good or bad, right? Like, the Chiefs go and score 38 points in Brazil against the Chargers, it doesn't mean they're going to have the best offense in the NFL this season. If they go and score 20, it doesn't mean the offense still stinks. You know, but that's what's fun about this whole thing. Week one does set a lot of people's opinions, but I thought Kyle Brandt hit it on the head with what the rest of this week could look like. Because we all can't wait till Friday night. It's going to be awesome in Brazil when the Chiefs play the Chargers. But there will be at least a few more days of some bold/terrible takes that are out there nationally. Kyle Brandt from NFL Network kind of laid out what we should expect around the Chiefs for the next couple of days.
You're going to see something this week, and you're going to see something this week in media where someone out there or some people are going to be like, look at me. I am going to go against the Chiefs, and I'm going to go all in against the Chiefs, and I'm going to say something crazy like, not only that she's not going to the Super Bowl, I don't think they're going to make the playoffs, and they're going to go 7-10, and it's going to completely fall apart. Now, maybe that person really means that. Maybe they don't mean it. This is a big, big week for people out there, maybe it's on our show, maybe it's on others, to draw attention and draw eyeballs by picking apart the Chiefs and saying that things going to fall apart. I saw it with the Patriots. People would do it for years. You just say the Patriots run is over and everybody blows up. If you see someone saying the Chiefs are going to completely fall off the map this year, like it's just going to stop, the party's going to stop, take a minute and ask yourself, do you really believe what they're saying? Or are they being a provocateur who's going to toss a Molotov cocktail into social media and just wait for the clicks? Because that person will come. Now, maybe they mean it and they have really good backup meaning behind it. I look at the Chiefs. Yes, they got hammered in the Super Bowl. Hammered. They won 15 games in the regular season last year, then pretty casually beat a very good Houston Texans team, then beat the MVP again in Buffalo, and they just ran into an Eagles team that I think would have beaten the 92 Cowboys. It's one of the best teams I've ever seen. So if you're thinking like Super Bowl hangover, we've seen the Chiefs lose a hangover before. Yeah, but they got just, we've seen them get destroyed in the Super Bowl.
And he goes on from there. That's Kyle Brandt on NFL Network. And that, we've kind of hinted at that throughout the entire offseason. The lasting image people have is the Super Bowl where they got their butts kicked. And so that's what I'm so excited about with Friday, Cody, is just that it truly is a chance to wipe that clean and truly move on, yes, but also hopefully prove some people wrong. I understand the flip side is the same too, where if the Chiefs were to look bad on Friday night against the Chargers, people are going to say, see, I told you.
Oh, they'll be ready.
So be ready for that as well. I don't think that's going to be the case. I think, one, I think the Chiefs are going to win Friday night, but even if they were to lose, they're not getting their butts kicked by the Chargers. Okay.
The way I view this a lot of times, like, and what he's talking about is, under normal circumstances, I actually don't even think it'd be that crazy. I watched 15 when Panthers teams fall off. I've watched teams that won 13 games the year before turn into 9-win teams. I've watched plenty. There's a lot of ebb and flow in the NFL. Hell, if you told me all of a sudden the Lions weren't nearly as good as they were last year, a team that had the number one seed in the NFC, I'd believe you. And they have a lot of the same talent on their roster as they did a year before. That stuff happens in the NFL all the time. But the Chiefs have already proven themselves gold to be the exception to the rule. You don't have to predict their downfall. They're the exception. There's usually, typically, in the NFL at any one time, one who's not going to have this ebb and flow, this downside, this downswell. It was the Patriots for 20 damn years, and now it's the Chiefs. There's no other, and honestly, to a point, we got like 1.5 in the NFL right now because the Bills never truly drop off, but their down year is still a divisional round loss somewhere. That is honestly, I think, worst case scenario for the Chiefs this year, if they stay healthy or whatever. The worst year I could possibly see them having is they win the division, they lose in the divisional round, which would be the first time they didn't get to a conference title game as Patrick Mahomes is a starter. That's not, you don't, and I think we ran into this with Ross Tucker, who'll join us tomorrow once, when he was like, the Chiefs are not repeating as Super Bowl champions, and they lost in the Super Bowl that year to the Bucks. I'm like, you don't get a claim. The victory flag doesn't get to get planted. If you say the Chiefs are shot, they're done, it's over, and they lose in Baltimore in the divisional round, they're not done. They just finished where most teams finish in a season. That's pretty normal. You don't get to, like, claim victory.
But that's kind of
them
what Kyle's...
Them being done would be missing the playoffs.
That's kind of what Kyle's saying. Like, if yeah. you're predicting them to miss the playoffs, one, I think you're not very intelligent. But if that happens, then you can, yes, you can throw yourself a parade and pat yourself on the back if they miss the playoffs, right? I think it's a terrible take to have about the Kansas City Chiefs in 2025. But if that's your prediction that they're not making the playoffs... and you actually believe that, then fine. You can tell us we were all wrong in 4 months or whatever it is. I don't think that'll be the case, though. But that truly, we've been saying it all offseason, that's truly what I'm excited about the most on Friday is we can be done talking about the Super Bowl number one, but also remind people very quickly that Patrick Mahomes still exists. He's not 38 years old.
No.
Andy Reid is still one of, if not the best coaches in football, period. I still think he is the best coach in football. And they've got some pieces that are in better position to succeed this year than a year ago, as you mentioned, with the offensive line and even the wide receiver room as well. So that's what's fun about Friday night. We'll talk plenty more individually about the Chargers as the week goes on. We'll have plenty of chances to predict exact stuff with that game. Obviously, we'll have some of our AFC West picks coming up later in the week. Later on in the show today, we'll continue our divisional carousel, going division by division, making our picks. Today, I believe we shift to the NFC North.
One of the more interesting divisions, I would say, in the NFL.